the Lord is coming back again, and he's not coming back to New York, he's not coming back to Greece, but he's coming back to Jerusalem. And if we remove the importance of the whole story, Old Testament and New, then we as believers will not be ready and we will not recognize when the Messiah returns.
Petra Scott is president and CEO of The Road to Jerusalem. She believes that unity between Jews and Gentiles can change homes, communities, and the world. Petra is a wife, mom to three beautiful children, and author of Intimacy, Unlearning Religion, Embracing God. Today on Jewish Voice.
Discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Please join me in welcoming Petra Scott. Petra, welcome.
Hey, so I'm good so to glad be to have here.
You on. I've been wanting you on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad was a major figure in Promise Keepers during
yes.
the golden years of Promise Keepers. Some of you remember Promise Keepers. He was the vice president of reconciliation.
Yes.
And Coach McCartney, of course, was the founder of Promise Keepers, who mm-hmm. just recently went to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
But they were so connected together.
They were.
And I had the opportunity to join the board, and they were quite a force together.
A force to yeah. be reckoned with.
A force to be reckoned with.
And in 96, actually, while they were at Promise Keepers, that's the first time that they encountered Rabbi Solomon, who's also gone to be with the Lord. They encountered him, and that was their first exposure to the Messianic community.
They had been reconciling all of these different groups, the
yes.
Black community, the Asian community, mm-hmm. the Latin community, but
yeah.
they forgot, about,
they
the Jewish
forgot
believers,
about the Jewish believers.
And they were confronted with that, and it changed them.
They were. They had
yeah.
no idea. And when my dad set out on that mission to figure out who are these Jewish believers and why is it important for us as Christians, as Gentiles, to know who they are and to be in relationship with them, well, from that sojourn is what birthed the Road to Jerusalem.
Yeah, they drank the Kool-Aid, basically.
They drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yes, and when they did their very first conference, it was when I was in college, and that was in Palm Springs, and I drove down, went to the conference. I remember feeling very confused, like, Dad, we're African-American, you know, we're from the church. What is this Jewish stuff you're doing, you know? You can go to Israel to experience this. Why are you, you know, why do you have this passion?
It seemed totally odd to you.
It was odd. It seemed very out of place. And I was very resistant to it at first. And this is why it was so profound when at that conference, I met for the first time Messianic Jewish young adults. And we connected just out of a pure love for Yeshua. And we were sitting at a table with some of them, and I began to kind of feel some type of way. I said, you know, what's so special about these Jewish brothers? You know, I'm in Bible school. I know the word. And we just started talking about the word of God. Now, I'm in ministry school. None of them were. And it was like in that moment, they were just talking about the word. They were Baruch Atah Adonai. And I'm jaw on the floor saying,
speaking Hebrew prayers.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
And in that moment, Jonathan, time stood still for me. And the Holy Spirit said to me, daughter, you know me in my divinity. You know about the cross. You know about the miracles that I perform. But you have no idea who I am in my humanity. You don't know who I am as a Jewish man. And so in that moment, I felt like, here's Jesus, the center of my life. I had the WWJD bracelets. What would Jesus do? But I didn't know anything about what he would do. I didn't know the totality of who he was. And so that set me on a mission to learn more about the humanity of my Lord and Savior. And you can't just love his humanity and him being a Jewish man without loving his people. And so I became crazy in love with the Jewish people and God's heart for seeing Jew and Gentile together.
How come that happened to you and so many Christians don't have the slightest idea of this?
You know, one of the things that I learned early on when I was going through this transition was that I contextualized Jesus to look like me. He was this Black man with some dreadlocks. He had a six pack, you know. He looked like me. He dressed like me. And every time I would read scripture or pray, what I was seeing, who I was engaging with, was a Jesus that was comfortable to me. But the reality is we have to recognize that when we accept Yeshua, Jesus, into our heart, that we're entering into his story, his kingdom, and we have to understand who he was, who he is, and who he is.
That's so true. Talk about some of the scriptures that dramatically changed your direction, your calling, your ministry. Mm-hmm. There's a few scriptures.
Yeah, well, John 17 is my favorite. And the thing about John 17 is this. I'm sure this is true for you. I know it's true for every believer. If you want to know the priority in your life, then we should spy on your prayer life. What we pray about reveals what our priorities are. And John 17 is the longest prayer that Yeshua prays in Scripture.
Right.
And so if I'm a believer, I'm going, I think this prayer is going to give me insight into what's most important to our Lord and Savior. And in this prayer, he's crying out to the Father in his most trying moment. And he's saying, Lord, my desire is that these and those, these his Jewish disciples, those, the nations, the Gentiles, they would later reach for the gospel. My desire is that they would be one as you and I are one. That's covenantal relationship. So that the world may believe you sent me. Worldwide revival. That's the answer to bringing in God's revival, is seeing this unity, this interdependent connection and relationship with Jew and Gentile. It's the number one prayer of our Lord, but it's also the number one attack of the enemy.
I don't know if any of you have ever heard this before. This is just, it's amazing to hear it from someone like you that wasn't brought up Jewish, that grew up in the African-American community, and you were so weirded out by this whole direction, but then the light came on.
It came on.
What was the lightning bolt moment? Your dad, you talked about, your dad had a lightning bolt moment.
Yeah.
Right? When he realized that he was unaware of a segment of the body of Christ and had no idea who they were or what the connection was to him.
My lightning bolt moment was a couple of days after I attended that conference, and I was spending some time praying with the Lord, and the Holy Spirit gave it to me in this analogy. He said, at the time I was single, and the Holy Spirit said, Petra, say you were to marry somebody that was ethnically and culturally different than you, and say that person said, Petra, we just love your personality. We love your heart. We love who you are, but your Black culture and your Black people, can you just leave that out of our relationship? Well, Jonathan, I would tell that person, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. And then the Holy Spirit said this. The church has said, Lord, we want your miracles. We want your power. We want the cross. We want your grace. But the Jewish stuff and your Jewish people and Israel and all that, let's keep that out of our relationship. Well, when we do that, we're only getting a part of who God is. We're only understanding a part of who he is as a promise keeper, as a way maker. And so for me, it was that lightning bolt moment of, I cannot educate, be a pastor, be a leader, people on this faith and remove from it the Jewishness of Jesus and the heart we're supposed to have for his Jewish people.
Wow. Well said, Petra. Well said. What would you say to people that, just simply believe that God's finished with the Jewish people, that yes, they did provide these things for us, but they'd rejected their Messiah, and that's it for them?
Well, what I would say to those people is that the Lord is coming back again, and he's not coming back to New York, as beautiful as it is. He's not coming back to Greece, nor is he coming back to Hollywood, but he's coming back to Jerusalem. And if we remove the importance of the whole story, Old Testament and New, the prophecies of what God has done and what he's going to do, then we as believers will not be ready and we will not recognize when the Messiah returns.
Petra, I am so grateful to have you with us today. I can't wait to continue. God is doing incredible work in Jewish communities in Israel, in the United States, in fact, around the world. Thanks to the generosity of you, our donors. See how you can make a real difference when you partner with Jewish Voice.
The Apostle Paul wrote, he has made us both one, Jew and Gentile, a new man in Messiah. In her new book, Intimacy, Unlearning Religion, Embracing God, Petra Scott reminds us that we cannot fully know Yeshua apart from his Jewish roots. The unfolding story of Israel, the promises to Abraham, and God's plan of salvation revealed in both the Old and New Testaments. Intimacy leads you into an encouraging encounter, an experience with God, the Creator, who made you and loves you with an unending love. For your gift of $40 or more, Jewish Voice Ministries will send you Petra's powerful book. And in addition, we want you to have Hope in the Midst, a devotional written by Jewish Voice staff to strengthen you through any season of difficulty or waiting. Call, write, or visit us online to receive these inspiring resources. Take a step forward to a deeper, more intimate walk with the Lord today.
If you're in a season where you feel like you've been stagnant in your walk with the Lord, if you have questions, if you have doubts or concern, if you've experienced hurt or pain from your church or your congregation, I want to encourage you to read Intimacy. Intimacy will give you the Lord's heart for you. He'll help you identify root issues that you have so that you can begin to see yourself in the way that God sees you. This book is meant to give you an encounter, an experience with the God, the Creator who made you. Get this book today and I guarantee you'll be blessed.
Welcome back to the program. Before I continue with Petra, I just want to express our gratitude to you, our generous partners who make it possible to share the love and the good news of Yeshua with Jewish communities around the world. We are so grateful. Thank you. Now, Petra, let's talk about the organization that we brought up last session that your father and Coach McCartney started together and you now lead, Road to Jerusalem. It's a challenging ministry. What's some of the obstacles that you face promoting Messianic Judaism, unity within the church, and how you overcome them?
Well, one of the biggest obstacles that we find, especially when I'm talking to pastors and leaders, is they're so afraid to do anything pertaining to Jewish roots because they're afraid of culturally appropriating things that are Jewish. And one of the things that I really studied and began to teach was Romans 11 in the olive tree. And we all know when we read Romans 11 that if you're not Jewish and you're Gentile, you're grafted in. But I don't think what people realize is that grafting in is actually a real thing. The University of Syracuse did this project. They call it the Tree of 40 Fruits, where they grafted in 40 different fruits into an olive tree. And what happened was this, and it was phenomenal, that each of those branches continued to produce the fruit of the original tree that they were native to, but they're all connected to this new source. And when I realized that, and that was introduced to me.
I love that picture.
Yeah, it was introduced to me by Rabbi Jacob Rosenberg. I learned this, I learned that when we're grafted in, it's not cultural appropriation, it's covenantal participation. That's what
he taught me. Unpack that, that's really profound.
So covenantal participation, in order to participate in covenant, you have to first be in covenant relationship. So if I'm in covenant relationship with you as my Jewish brother, then that means how I'm participating in the Moedim, the appointed times, it's with you. It's honoring you. When I first started to learn about God's appointments, his calendar, I said, how has this been missing from my faith experience? Every single one of the Moedim helps to align believers with the will of heaven on earth. We say in the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
Just
to define, Moedim are the holidays, the appointed times, the feasts, which many think are the feasts of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Passover. These are celebrations that Jesus observed.
Yes, they did.
In the New Testament, all in the New Testament as well as in the Old Testament. And they connect to his divinity, to his messiahship, to his humanity, to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There are all these types and pictures in the feast that point to Jesus. So why do you think this shouldn't be for you watching, right? It's for all of us.
I don't miss my hair appointments. I'm sure you don't miss your dentist appointments.
Well, I don't miss my hair appointments. I can tell you that.
But God, these feasts, these appointed times are God's appointments with us. And when we miss out on them, we miss out on a richness and a discernment on what is valuable to him and what's valuable in the kingdom. Yeah. And so this ministry, the Road to Jerusalem, is really about helping people understand that it's not about appropriation. You've got to be in relationship with our Messianic Jewish brothers and sisters, but we're through covenant, through being sons and daughters, equal heirs, we're able to participate in God's appointment.
You know, it existed in the Old Testament too, right?
Yes,
with
did.
The sojourners that became part of the community of Israel.
Yeah.
They weren't originally originally part of the people of Israel, but they were incorporated in as sojourners.
Yeah.
And they followed the Moedim. They followed the holidays.
You know what my favorite thing about it is, one of the biggest known revivals in the church is the Azusa Street Revival.
Right.
And the Azusa Street Revival, many people don't know this, started on April 9th, 1904. It was a Friday night, but that year, that was the first night of Passover, the first night of Pesach.
No, really?
You cannot tell me that there's a coincidence in the greatest revival that's taken place that I believe on American soil was in alignment with God's appointment.
Yeah.
It was in alignment with Passover. And correct me if I'm wrong, but when you have an appointed time on another appointed time, it's called a high Shabbat. Right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's a special one.
Yeah,
so I feel like the Lord has been saying, I feel like heaven has been crying out for this unity between Messianic brothers and sisters in the church.
What's the fear, do you think, as you encounter pastors and try to help them understand the one new humanity of prayer of John 17, or Jesus as a Jew was and is a Jew, that hands off that appropriation? What do you think it is about Jewish things that result in sort of a negative response?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest fears is that in order to engage, you have to become. And that's a direct lie from the enemy. We don't have to become, we embrace. It goes back to that olive tree analogy. If I'm a pear tree branch that's been grafted into this olive tree, I'm still a pear, but I've embraced my root system. I'm not fighting it, I'm embracing it.
This is a revelation, Petra. The light came on with you. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that you will start to dig into this and that light will go on and it will really change your relationship with the Lord. I invite you today to bless Jewish people and partner with Jewish Voice in sharing the greatest gift of all, the good news of Yeshua, Jesus, with Jewish communities in Israel, in the U.S., and around the world. Here's how you can become a Shalom Partner.
The four children that we've seen this morning, they were orphans. Their mother was dead, and their father abandoned them. We didn't make them go through the line. We just banded them and took them straight in and took them straight back to pediatrics to get them fixed up and get a snack and just start taking care of them. It makes you feel, when you see something like that, it makes you feel it just grabs your heart because their father's not man enough to take care of them. Their mother died. And this little girl is taking care of her kid brother and sisters. And it just, we are so blessed in America. We are so blessed. And these people have so much need, hurt, disease. It's just amazing what we have. And they don't have any of it. But the way it makes you feel angry. It breaks your heart. It's something that should not be happening to anybody.
These children received healing and shalom through Jewish Voices Outreach. What is shalom? It is God's blessing and gift of harmony, wholeness, and peace. Jewish Voice seeks to bring shalom, wholeness, and restoration to communities of Jewish people who have been rejected around the world. Your involvement provides harmony and love to those in need. And the interesting thing is that it also brings shalom to you. As a Shalom Partner, with your monthly gift of $35 or more, you'll come alongside the thousands of people who stand in line for medical care. Call, go online, or click on the QR code. You'll open the door to life-changing relationships and miracles. Please know that 100% of your monthly gifts will be invested in heroic relief efforts and sharing the gospel. Your monthly investment of $35 or more will equip Jewish Voice to respond to God's call. From all of us at Jewish Voice, thank you so much.
A quick commentary of when you read Romans 11, what you got out of Romans 11.
When I read Romans 11, what I got out of this was two things, honor and respect. When you read it, you hear, you know, the Apostle Paul saying, first and foremost, some of the natural branches were removed. And for me, that sparked a love for praying for all Israel to be saved, to see Jewish brothers and sisters who don't know Messiah come into him. But it also said, you want to honor the natural branches that are still connected on there. I love when Apostle Paul says, listen, if you're a wild branch and you've been grafted in, don't get too arrogant, because if the natural branches could be cut off, then guess what? You can be cut off too. So I feel like what Romans 11 does is it sets a table of honor and respect. God is a God who honors, respects, and keeps his promises.
You know what else I see? The warning there is that God is faithful to the Jewish people. Yeah. And if you don't trust him for their faithfulness, you can't trust him for your own faith. In other words, if God reached a point where he said, I'm done with the Jewish people, they rejected their Messiah, they rejected the prophets, done.
And he'll be done with me.
Then what point are we finished?
Yeah.
Right? What
yeah.
point do we cross that line and God says, enough, you're out.
Yeah.
But it's God's faithfulness to the Jewish people that gives us confidence that he will keep forgiving us.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that. Yeah. He remains faithful to the Jewish people. Petra, you've written a book, and I just absolutely love the title. It talks about some of the things we've talked about today, but it goes deeper. Love this title, Intimacy, Unlearning Religion, Embracing God.
Yeah.
It's a love story. It's about loving God deeply. Talk about this book, because I want to get it into your hands. This book will really change your relationship with the Lord. So I'm really pushing it hard. I believe everyone watching needs this book. You know who else needs the book? Your child, your grandchild. They need to read this. Mm. Talk about the book.
So this book was written it was written to really be a love letter to the body of believers, and even to those who are wrestling with, may have fallen away from God or don't want to have anything to do with God. It's really a love letter of how the Lord desires to be in relationship with us in the same way we desire to be in relationship with others. And I like to say this, I like to say that this word intimacy is the Father saying, into me see. Look into my heart and see not only how I'm crazy in love with you, but look into my heart and see what I'm doing around you. There's so much darkness. There's so much uncertainty about what's happening in the world right now. But when we have a healthy understanding of who God is in our life and what it is that he's calling us to do, then we're able to be really rooted and unmoved, steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so this is to help us kind of come out of a religious mindset. It's for both Jewish and Gentile believers and unbelievers. It's about understanding God's heart as a father for his kids.
Petra, I am so grateful to have you with us today. I can't wait to continue. God is doing incredible work in Jewish communities in Israel, in the United States, in fact, around the world. Thanks to the generosity of you, our donors. See how you can make a real difference when you partner with Jewish Voice.
The Apostle Paul wrote, he has made us both one, Jew and Gentile, a new man in Messiah. In her new book, Intimacy, Unlearning Religion, Embracing God, Petra Scott reminds us that we cannot fully know Yeshua apart from his Jewish roots. The unfolding story of Israel, the promises to Abraham, and God's plan of salvation revealed in both the Old and New Testaments. Intimacy leads you into an encouraging encounter, an experience with God, the Creator, who made you and loves you with an unending love. For your gift of $40 or more, Jewish Voice Ministries will send you Petra's powerful book. And in addition, we want you to have Hope in the Midst, a devotional written by Jewish Voice staff to strengthen you through any season of difficulty or waiting. Call, write, or visit us online to receive these inspiring resources. Take a step forward to a deeper, more intimate walk with the Lord today.
If you're in a season where you feel like you've been stagnant in your walk with the Lord, if you have questions, if you have doubts or concern, if you've experienced hurt or pain from your church or your congregation, I want to encourage you to read Intimacy. Intimacy will give you the Lord's heart for you. He'll help you identify root issues that you have so that you can begin to see yourself in the way that God sees you. This book is meant to give you an encounter, an experience with the God, the Creator who made you. Get this book today and I guarantee you'll be blessed.
Petra, I think there's a lot of people watching that want that oomph. That they want what you have. Yeah. And I'm going to ask you to release that prayer. Many of you that are watching have prayer needs. You've written to us and texted them to us and emailed them to us. We pray for your prayers by name. But we want to take this opportunity to pray for you to enter into this new realm of understanding who Jesus is and who you are as a wild branch grafted into the olive tree. I also want to pray for those of you that have not yet experienced the gift of eternal life because you haven't yet entered into a relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. And so, Petra, I'm going to ask you just to look into the camera and just pray over people now.
Yeah.
Many people need what you have, and some need eternal life right now.
Well, Abba Father, right now, first and foremost, we just declare and we thank you for being a healer.
Yes, Lord.
For being a restorer. Mm-hmm. For being a covenantal promise keeper. And right now, I want to speak and pray to those of you that are feeling like you are consumed with bitterness, with fear, with anger, with resentment. I want to pray specifically for some Jewish brothers and sisters that may be watching and feeling like I'm afraid to leave my house because of the rise of anti-Semitism. I want you to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are held in the palm of the Lord's hands, and nothing can happen to you that He does not allow.
Yes.
And so I pray that you would be free to be who you are, who God has called you to be, and that you would not have any fear like Joshua, that you would be strong and bold and courageous and knowing that the God of Israel has a plan and purpose for your life. For those watching that may be feeling like I'm struggling, am I not important because I'm not Jewish? Do I have a place in this picture? I want to pray right now that you would fall crazy in love with your Jewish Messiah, that God would begin to place Jewish people in your life where you can experience that covenantal relationship. And I pray right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that you would experience God's deep love, His deep healing and His deep presence in your life.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We invite you to continue to discover more about the Jewish foundations of your Christian faith, and you can visit us at jewishvoice.tv, where you'll find resources to help you grow spiritually and opportunities to join the mission of reaching Jewish communities with the good news of Yeshua. Thanks for being part of today's program. And I want to remind you as we close to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6. May they prosper who love thee, and may this season lead you closer to the heart of God, filling your life with His peace and presence. Shalom, and God bless you.
Will you join Jewish Voice by becoming a Shalom partner? One of the best ways you can live out the opportunity and calling you have as a Christian to be a witness to the Jewish people is as a committed monthly Shalom partner. When you give monthly, 100% of your donations will go directly to our ministry work. Please prayerfully consider joining us as a Shalom partner today. Go to jewishvoice.tv to join now.